Welcome to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant. It's the classic Jesus music radio show. It's a look back at where it all began. This is Full Circle, looking back at the beginnings of today's contemporary Christian music. Now, here's your host, Jerry Bryant.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Bryant. Welcome to Full Circle, the classic Jesus music radio show. I'm taking you back to where it all began. And on this, like other episodes, I'll take you on a journey back to the roots, where raw faith, simple songs, and burning hearts gave birth to what we now call classic Jesus music.
I've had some cloudy days. It seemed I'd never see the sun shine in my heart. Oh, the winds they would blow, testing my faith to pull me apart. But I called on your name, and you came as a friend, and I've got to
The band began in Laurel, Mississippi, a mainstream rock group formed by the Huff Brothers, later shifting to Christian rock in 1977 after becoming followers of Jesus. You know, I attended numerous of their concerts, so I'm happy to start this episode with my friends David Huff on guitar and lead vocals, Claiborne Huff on bass, and the late Rayborn Huff on keyboards, who passed November of 2025, and Keith Theobald on drums in this classic lineup. So I'm pondering these thoughts as I start my new episode. Lord, when I don't understand my season, when the path feels unclear, I return to what you've already said. You'll be there. You have plans for me, not harm, but hope. Not confusion, but a future. So, on this episode of Full Circle, we'll be listening for those plans in song. And here's that classic Jesus music tune, I'm Accepted. DeGarmo and Key, appearing on track 3 of 1989's The Pledge album, released on Benson Records and produced by Ron W. Griffin.
I may not be rich, don't wear fashion clothes, don't live in a mansion, don't have much that shows, never won a contest in popularity. Don't have much to offer, but Jesus still loves me. I'm accepted.
Eddie DeGarmo and Dana Key, I'm Accepted, a song that gives identity. And my feature scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, gives direction. Together they say you're not merely tolerated, you are known, loved, and held within God's hopeful purpose. Still, there are moments we ask. So the lyrics of this song say, I'm accepted by the one who matters most. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, God has plans for welfare, not harm, to give you a future and a hope. Yet at times, we must find grounding identity in Christ's love and sacrifice, not in performance or image. That means acceptance is not earned, it's received. I mean, you could say it this way. Lord, when I feel overlooked, remind me that my worth is not decided by people's approval. You know the plans you have for me. And in Christ, I'm accepted by the one who matters most. And I'll take a closer look as we play this next early Jesus music rocker. Matthew Ward. Matthew was one of the pioneers of Jesus music, best known first as a member of the second chapter of Acts. His sisters Annie, Harry, Nellie Ward, and he sang with the trio from the early 1970s through 1988. Also recorded solo material during and after that period. His solo career emerged after his work with that groundbreaking vocal group that helped define the sound of early CCM. His self-produced album, Fade to White, was released in 1988 in the late 1980s solo phase after the second chapter of Acts' era, and the song remains available on collection releases, including the Matthew Ward Collection. Core players credited on the album included Matthew Ward on vocals, producer, arranger, songwriter, and my Nashville friend, Jim Tenable, on keyboards, keyboard programming, arranging and songwriting. Dan Huff and Kurt Bartlett on guitars. Some other great players and background singers, and of course, Bernie Grundman handling the mastering.
And then
trust in you. Matthew Ward on Full Circle. And not a casual promise, because God says, even when your life looks off track, you're still inside my plan. That includes God's purposes, his intentions, his every thought toward you. I started reading Jeremiah 29:11 for the inspiration of this show, and that promise is not just a promise of outcome. It's an invitation to trust the heart of God before you see the hand of God. Let me say it again. To trust the heart of God before you see the hand of God. And by the way, God's plan is not just to fix your life, but to make you whole. Now here's the point. You're not self-defined. You're God-defined. And your identity is not based on your outcomes. It's based on God's intention. This is Jerry Bryant, and if you know early Jesus music, Odin Fong came out of the California Jesus music scene, having sung lead and played guitar with Mustard Seed Faith. He grew up around Hollywood and later brought that background into his faith-centered music. Now, his solo work continued the evangelistic tone that he had developed in the group. The project, Come for the Children, is described as one of the most important classic Jesus music albums again and again, appearing on track 6 of the album. Looking back to 1979, Odin Fong, and coming up, two separate songs from separate artists with the same song title on Full Circle.
Hey Lord, it's me, the least of your servants again. So little time, the things that are coming, the wars and the fighting, will surely blow their minds. But I remember how it feels to live without your peace. So use this useless, lifeless life to lead them to the feast. Because you only show them what they're living for, to fill their emptiness inside, make their hearts to shine. And only you have felt the pain they felt again and again and again. But you were there to take them there when you died.
And only you have felt your pain. I've felt.
again and again, Odin Fong, who as of this broadcast has still been too busy to be a guest on my show, even though my good friend Paul Clark personally asked him for me, as well as Louis McVeigh, but who knows? One day, we might get an interview anyway. Needless to say, Odin is a powerful minister, and I love to hear all the things he could share. Bless you, my friend. One thing I know about Odin is consistency. And what Odin was singing about, he understands. He understands that God's thoughts are toward us. He reaches for us repeatedly again and again. He restores us repeatedly. He proves his love again and again. And like I said in an earlier episode, we often think, I messed it up. I missed my moment. God's moved on. In Lamentations 3:23, it says, His mercies are new every morning. God doesn't just have a plan for you. He has the patience to bring it to pass. Well, just before the break, I'll give you once again the website, www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. That's FullCircleJesusMusic.com. And if you want to take time to donate to the program, you'll find a donate button at the top of the page. Thanks so much.
This song here is called In Every Need.
I look to thee in every need and never look in vain. I feel thy strong and tender love, and all is well again. The thought of thee is mightier far than sin and pain and sorrow are. Than sin and pain and sorrow are, my Lord.
It's been a very special song to me. The lyrics I found in a book called The Continual Burnt Offering. The author of that book is H.A. Ironside. And the words that were printed in that book really had an impact on me. Just spoke to my heart about trusting in God and trusting in His strength, trusting in His heart to hear me when I call to Him, and also giving me the hope that I need to carry on. I know that this song has meant a lot to a lot of people. My nephew Will, I think this is one of his very favorite songs. And that's good enough of a reason to include that in this collection. Alex Acuna plays the drums and David Stone plays upright bass. And I play the acoustics on this.
There is an arm that never tires when human strength. A love that never fails when earthly loves decay. But there's a power which man can wield when mortal laid is vain. That eye, that arm, that love to reach, that listening ear to gain. That power is prayer which soars on high through Jesus to the throne. And moves the hand which moves the world to bring salvation down. To bring salvation down, bring it down.
Phil Kagi from the 1986 album Way Back Home, then re-released in 1994 on Sparrow Records. Now, the lyrics' central declaration is trust, trust in God's near presence. I look to thee in every need and never look in vain. You know, that's complete dependence, not just emergency prayer. That lyric line presents God not as a last resort, but as the one who meets all your felt needs, reliably, tenderly, turning discouragement into renewed hearts and peace. God's promise is enough for sin and pain and sorrow. This is Full Circle. And before the break, I was recalling fondly the early Vineyard worship music I was raised with in the late 70s and early 80s. Keith Green and some of us at Last Days Community used to go to the Vineyard when we lived in Southern California. This next song by Eddie Espinoza, an early Vineyard worship leader and songwriter, it became one of the signature songs of the Vineyard worship movement, written in 1982. The song grew out of Eddie's personal prayer, his own prayer of confession and desire for inner change. Eddie later shared it with a home Bible study, and from there it spread into Vineyard congregations and beyond. But the song was not originally a public worship anthem, as it later became. Now, the lyrics draw on biblical imagery of God as the potter, the singer as clay, making it simple, direct, easy for congregational use. And it remains a simple prayer, the one whose thoughts are continually upon you. Here's "Change My Heart, O God."
Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the
Welcome back to part two of Full Circle with the theme, My Thoughts Toward You.
Something positive, something negative, something middle of the road. In and out of everything, know that I love you so, and I want you to love me too. And change my heart along the way. Sometimes what you do, sometimes what you don't, sometimes all of the above. Some of all and everything, that's a lot of all of me, and I need
Change My Heart. This is Jerry Bryant, and well, we just heard another song with the same title, 1979, the album Shatter the Darkness and Fireworks. Track one of that album placed it squarely in the late 1970s classic Jesus music era. Fireworks, part of the early Christian rock Jesus music movement, the band's name tied to a short-lived but memorable slice of the late 1970s scene. And once again, with the theme Jeremiah 29:11, I want to read to you from the Passion Translation. Here's what Yahweh says to you. I know all about the marvelous destiny I have in store for you, a future planned out in detail. My intention is not to harm you, but to surround you with peace and prosperity, and to give you a beautiful future, glistening with hope. I love how Brian Simmons puts that. But there are moments when we stop trusting. We grow discouraged. We feel distant from God. Do you ever feel that way? We quietly believe maybe this isn't working. When we're not believing and trusting Him at His word, we need a change of heart. This is Jerry Bryant, and the next offering is from Bryn Haworth, a British Christian singer, songwriter, guitarist, who's widely regarded as a pioneer of Jesus music in mainstream rock. The track appeared on his album Pass It On, 1983. He was born in Lancashire, 1948. Built a career that moved between rock, folk, gospel, and Christian music. Bryn recorded for Island Records and A&M during the 70s, also toured with major rock and folk acts including Traffic, Bad Company, Fairport Convention, and he was a former guitarist for the Eric Clapton Band. That background explains why his Christian songs often carried a strong roots rock and acoustic feel. Here's Bryn Haworth. Never give up on love.
She may be hiding. She may be lying. But never give up on love. You may be tired. You may be weary. You might be worried. Yeah.
Never Give Up on Love, Bryn Haworth. Now, I've been playing some songs that reminds us of God's plan. One of the hardest places to trust is in relationships. If you've had a broken heart, it may be hard to try again and believe God's not done yet. No, I don't intend to be a marriage counselor, but I do want to encourage you that you need a reason to believe. When all indications are it's over, and finding someone who loves you and someone you feel safe with is something that God is very mindful about. After all, He put the desires in your heart. He knows how it's going to turn out, so just don't be discouraged and give up too quickly. You never know how the book's going to end. That's what Brian Duncan shares with his song from the Sweet Comfort Band, And You Need a Reason.
So you're not enough, and you're sure it's true, and you carry it inside. Chances are you're not looking where you should.
You Need a Reason, the Sweet Comfort Band, appearing on their 1981 album, Hearts of Fire, released on Light Records. That album came during the band's productive Light Records era, between Hold On Tight and Cutting Edge. They began as a late-entry Jesus music act, but became one of the best-known polished Christian rock bands of the late 70s and 1980s. With the classic lineup of Brian Duncan, plus the Thompson Brothers and guitarist Randy Thomas. So do you have just a little grace for me? I want to share some more thoughts that faith is not having all the answers, seeing the full picture, or feeling confident all the time. Faith is choosing to believe. And your only reason is God Himself. Now, John 13:7 puts it a different way. He says, you don't realize now what I'm doing. Which means your reason may not be visible yet. Faith often begins before the reason appears. You may need to reason that you do have a reason to believe. I remember a dream I had a long time ago, maybe when I was early in the ministry, and I saw myself jumping into an empty pool of water. Why would I do that? Because I thought God told me to do it. It felt like He said, go ahead and jump. Well, I mean, I really don't carry my brain in a paper sack. I knew that to jump into an empty pool would be probably disastrous. And I said, God, are you sure? Because I don't want to be presumptuous. He said, jump, trust me. So I did. I went over to the pool and stood up on the board and got out there in the very center. And it took a little time to decide to do it. I'm not denying that. But I went out to the center of the board. I said, Lord, you said do it, so I'm going to trust you. And I jumped. In faith and obedience, I jumped. You know what happened? I'm sure you do. The moment I left the board to dive into that empty pool, the pool filled with water, of course. And maybe as you're listening to Full Circle, you're not lacking faith, you're just searching for a reason to do things that don't seem to make a lot of sense. But listen closely, because sometimes the reason isn't something God shows you. It's someone He's already been to you. I learned to trust Him. And if you'll listen to the words of that song, you know that God didn't ask you to find a reason. He asked you to trust Him. When we get discouraged, I mean, we do feel sometimes that God's not there. We get tired. And in those times, we bow down. Bow Down, Twyla Paris, and a song most closely associated with her 1980 album, Beyond a Dream, on Sparrow Records, one of her best-known worship songs. We Bow Down, written as a worship declaration, centering on Christ's lordship and kingship, with lyrics that are explicitly echoing Psalm 95 and similar biblical themes of bowing before God in reverence. I need to take a pause from my theme and acknowledge a friend who just passed away. As of this recording, episode 325, Harlan Rogers, a producer, arranger, composer, keyboard player who worked with a who's who's list of artists. He was a founding member of the jazz fusion group, Koinonia. He passed on April 21st, 2026. From behind the scenes, Harlan contributed to so many early Jesus music artists, the early band Seth, Sunrise, Paul Clark, many others. Harlan played keyboards for Andre Crouch, live in London, that 1978 production. Other documented connections between singer-songwriter Kelly Willard and Harlan. Kelly sang with Harlan Rogers and Friends. Earlier in her career, she was 18, and she later said, Harlan was the person who encouraged and trained her to sing solo. She wrote this song, and Harlan was credited for arrangements and acoustic piano, Fender Rhodes, and a B3 organ. So let's dedicate this next song from Kelly to the late Harlan Rogers. Here's Kelly Willard and A Friend So True.
Sometimes I'm so confused that I don't know what to do, and it's hard to find a friend I can take my troubles to. I get so afraid, afraid to be myself. Tell me, who else can you be? You can't be nobody else. I need a friend so true, I can take all my troubles too. Can you tell me what?
A Friend So True. Kelly Willard and the song title itself points to the heart of a God-centered declaration of true friendship found in the one who stays present, faithful, and dependable in every season. That kind of declaration shifts prayer from anxiety to trust because it treats God as both helper and friend. A God that boldly proclaims, I know the plans I have for you. The title of this episode, A Full Circle. And if you don't mind, let me give you one more time our address. On the web, it's FullCircleJesusMusic.com. That's www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. Don't leave out the Jesus, as I say. Anyone that wants to support the radio show, oh, I'd be so delighted. Thank you in advance. It's tax exempt. Just simply go to the website and check out all the songs that we play and tell your friends. Well, here's the last song for this episode of Full Circle. A song that, well, they say that the late Rich Mullins wrote the song at Rock Lake Christian Assembly in Michigan, according to a performance note. I don't really know if he pretty much had it in his mind or if it was spontaneous, but the song became one of Rich's most memorable. The song emphasizes God's power, holiness, judgment, mercy, and authority in a direct way that goes with this theme passage I used on this episode. The simplicity and theological weight is part of why the song became so widely used. The song first appeared on Rich's 1988 album, Winds of Heaven, Stuff of Earth, on Reunion Records, and became a signature song and one of the most enduring worship songs in modern Christian music. Here's Rich Mullins and Awesome God.
Oh, when he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. A mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. A hope that we have not too quickly forgotten, that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Remember, God's thoughts toward you were always hope, always purpose, always a future. Thanks for listening. Until next time, keep your eyes on the sky. Let your light shine. This is Jerry Bryant. Full Circle is recorded in the Jesus Solid Rock Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Full Circle is a JSR production.
This is Full Circle.